This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. And today we're joined again by Will Stafford, CHS Washington representative, to discuss the latest happenings in farm policy. And Will, there's certainly a lot going on, some big decisions in Washington, D.C., but wanted to look at something that we're hearing more and more about, and that is possibly quite an increase in funding for conservation programs. What are you hearing?
Yeah, Mike, details are trickling out about the Democrat plan for additional funding to conservation programs in the reconciliation package that's currently being negotiated in Congress. So this plan that's been pushed for by Chairwoman of the Senate Ag Committee, Debbie Stabenow, would cost about $28 billion and would include $5 billion in direct payments to producers who establish cover crops, which would be about $25 per acre up to 1,000 acres per producer through fiscal year 2026. In addition, there's about $9 billion for the EQIP program through 2026, $4 billion for the Conservation Stewardship Program, $1.5 billion for the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program, and $7.5 billion for the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. With all that said, there are still many ongoing negotiations about how that reconciliation bill and its cost could change at any moment. That bill is still moving through Congress on a parallel track with the infrastructure package that folks have probably heard about, but with little to no Republican support and pretty bitter infighting among Democrats right now, both bills still have an uphill battle to climb in order to become law.
So when we look at this increase in funding and how it could impact the next farm bill, does that change baselines and does that impact anything in the next farm bill, you think?
It absolutely could change the baseline in the next farm bill for the conservation title, which would absolutely impact those discussions and probably make it a little bit easier for the conservation title to be passed. It's usually one of the titles of the farm bill that there's a lot of debate around. With that being said, I expect the agriculture committees to officially kick off their farm bill reauthorization process sometime in the next calendar year. This would probably start with numerous hearings, both in D.C. and elsewhere around the country, to hear from producers and other stakeholders. In addition to conservation, I think there's probably going to be the usual discussion around Title I commodity programs that farmers use and how farmers feel that that current suite of farm safety net programs are working for them. But it's too early to tell how that conversation might take shape.
But fair to say, it'll be a challenging process. It's become more difficult in recent years to pass the farm bill. You have more voices at the table and more people involved. So that makes it a little more challenging.
It does. It does. And, I don't think that this upcoming farm bill will be any different from the past two, as far as how much of a challenge it will be. Obviously, a lot of that's going to depend on who's in control of the House and Senate to write the bill after the 2022 midterms. Any bill, but especially a farm bill, is going to look very different depending on who has the chair in the Senate and the House Agriculture Committees. With that said, I certainly think that there's going to be the normal debate between the farm policy portion of the bill and the nutrition or food stamp portion of the legislation. And just like the last two farm bills, that's probably going to be the most likely area where negotiations could break down. And then lastly, I always like to remind any producers that I talk to that they need to be reminding their congressmen now of the importance of the federal crop insurance program. As in past years, there's probably going to be an attack on the crop insurance program at some point in the farm bill process. And I've heard time and time again from producers that that's the most important piece of the farm safety net that they use.
All right. That's Will Stafford, CHS Washington representative, joining us on Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.